Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 8th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're welcoming in some of our friends from Encourage and the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir. We have with us, of course, our good friend Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Always appreciate the time from you, and appreciate that you all do such a good job with your time of giving of it this half an hour. I will put you on the spot in a moment, Kim, and talk
Sounds
with
great.
You. But I do want to also introduce Vicki Dresser with us. Vicki, it's nice to have you with us.
Well, it's nice to be here.
I appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to talking with you. And we also want to welcome in Natalie Kleckman. Natalie, did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Nailed that. All right. I don't get it right very often. It took me for a year to get Kim's name right. We appreciate the time from all three of you. Thank you so much for being here today, and looking forward to learning more about the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir. But Kim, if you don't mind, I wanted to start with you and talking about Encourage, talking about the funding at Encourage and why it is so important to our community.
Great. Thank you so much. At Encourage, we are just so fortunate to have a very generous and giving community. So many people believe in our community, programming that is offered, supporting our residents in whatever that may be. Today's guests, obviously, it's music, which mm-hmm. is phenomenal. So, donors have different interest areas, and through a conversation with us, we're often able to help connect them to a specific organization. We have a lot of funds at Encourage for different interest areas, different mm-hmm. areas of a passion, perhaps, a specific organization that they may really have a heart for mm-hmm. and want to support. And so oftentimes we will have a fund at Encourage that can help meet that need, and mm-hmm. they can contribute to that fund. I know I've mentioned this a long time ago, but most of the funds at Encourage are endowed. Mm-hmm. We do have a few rarities, like the one with the community choir, that is not endowed. Mm-hmm. However, with that endowment, it really provides that long-term support for that organization. Mm-hmm. So it's invested in such a way that it will be there forever. And from that, the organization receives an annual grant, and mm-hmm. they can use it. Most of the time, it's used for operating support. And as a nonprofit organization ourselves, we also need operating support. So mm-hmm. we totally understand and are in the same boat as these nonprofit organizations yeah. and community.
There's a kinship there, I imagine.
There is. And that's one of the reasons we feel so strongly about helping to connect others together, mm-hmm. Connect people that have an interest in supporting, those that want to take things forward or are able to take things forward, and those that can't. There's mm-hmm. there's another way they can support them, So yeah. we do try to help make that connection. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And the funding, obviously, is very important. Dollars help immensely.
Yeah, they make these projects come to life.
Exactly.
I imagine that this happened to you before, where somebody thinks they have a good idea, but they're not too certain if it fits or if it works with Encourage, and they're on the fence about it, but mm-hmm. they take the jump and they talk to you, and then it happens.
Right.
And I always like to lean on that in this community. We've got a very creative and fun community, and you may be sitting there thinking, well, I have an idea that I think would be beneficial and really good, but I don't know. I don't know if people are going to be into this or anything. Give it a shot. Reach out. There's no downside. There's no side effects to this or anything. You give it a shot. You see what the gang at Encourage thinks of this mm-hmm. idea and what they can do with it, possibly.
Right. And it's interesting because we do receive calls like that, which we love. That's mm-hmm. one of the things we're here for.
Yeah.
And we have a what if grant to help support some, startup seed funding for whatever the project or program may be. But I actually have had some calls, I would say, within the last couple months where somebody was interested in something and it was already happening. Huh. They just didn't know about it. So able to make that connection. But there are other things that, do you think this is a really bad idea? Do you think it's worth pursuing? Mm-hmm. And they're still ruminating on it. Mm-hmm. They're still thinking about it. And a request for funding hasn't come in yet, but I suspect it will.
Yeah, cool. I bring this up too, and I don't mean to get too personal here, but Kim and the gang and Encourage have dealt with me and my ideas. I'm trying to get my Simpsons one-man show off the ground. the funding's not there yet for it. It might be. It might be. We're hopeful. Kim, great work. Appreciate you as always. And we'll talk more before we wrap up how people can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. If I could just mention with the funding, with our guests here for the community choir, we really helped them out from the beginning. And Vicki has a lot of great historical information to share. But we were able to help with some of that seed funding to like start their library, their musical library. And as a nonprofit organization, we can receive those gifts, and somebody gets a tax receipt for it, which is great. You're supporting music, you're getting a tax donation, and it feels good.
It's a win-win.
It is.
It really is. And I'm glad you set me up there, Kim, because I wanted to actually start with you, Vicki, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I do want to get into a little bit of the history of the Wisconsin Rapids Choir. Can we start there?
Sure. It's been going, this is the 20th season, actually. So
beautiful.
It's the anniversary season.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been there that long, but Sid Cooper, who was in the very first year, provided us with some extra information,
very
which
cool.
really helps.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, anyway, I guess it's, they began in the fall of 2004.
Okay.
And they met at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, and they had two directors at that time, and it was Sid Cooper and Julanne Rannick-Stoltz. And the accompanist was Sarah Reifelman, some people may know
her.
She's great.
Amazing singer.
And they began with around 10 singers.
Wow.
Only 10.
And what are we up to now with the choir?
About 60.
That's incredible.
I mean, the numbers go up a little higher than that,
sure.
but... It depends on
somewhere around
what's
there.
Going
that's a higher number.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Do we know when their first public concert was?
The first, let's see.
I thought I was setting you up. I
couldn't
just
know.
Said it. I'm sorry.
First public concert was May 21st, 2006. And it was at the First Congregational Church where we meet now.
I was going to say, that seems significant because that is where.
Yeah.
So had they been meeting all these years there or just on here and there a bit?
Well, at first they would meet to practice at the Cultural Center.
Oh, okay.
Then they just outgrew that space.
Yes, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Yeah.
And then they moved rehearsals to the First Congregational Church.
Very cool.
And they moved the funds to Encourage Community Foundation at the same time.
Very cool.
And leadership has changed. Julanne was, I think she is the organist at First Congregational Church.
Okay.
And she was one of the first directors. And Josh Ulrich, when she left the group, then Josh Ulrich became the co-director, and Sarah Reifelman left the group, and then Mary Englert became the accompanist, who is our accompanist now. Wonderful. She can play everything.
Yeah.
And then Josh Ulrich left the group, and then in the fall of 2023, now we have added three new co-conductors. Sid Cooper is still there this fall.
Okay.
And I am one of the directors. And Jan Dykstra and Seth Peterson.
Very cool.
So that was kind of neat.
Very, very. And thank you very much for that history. I appreciate that. One of the other questions that I have, one of the things that I think is interesting is a co-conductors, having those. How does that help you and your fellow conductors? How does that give you more variety, help you and the choir have some more things to be able to try?
It's really been interesting. I know I didn't really want to do it all myself.
I
said, well, I'd be willing to do it if I could share the duties. I couldn't believe all the things that Sid Cooper did.
Yeah.
And Mary Englert, the accompanist. Mm-hmm. They were just doing so massive amounts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Not just ordering music and taking care of all the details, but...
Right.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And it is a lot.
Although, to be fair, you guys are paid thousands of dollars, right? Right? No, you're not? No.
That is the interesting thing. Nobody's paid anything.
It is.
All volunteers, even the choir directors. So.
It's a beautiful part of this, but it also, I bring it up in part because many hands make light work. The time out of your day to do something like this. Having extra hands is really smart. And creatively, I imagine, brings some different things to the fold.
And it's kind of nice having a man director. He hasn't really directed before, but he's very good at it. And he's very musical. He's written one of the songs, or arranged one of the songs that we're singing, The Father's Love Begotten.
That's cool. That is very interesting.
That is really neat. And each of us gets two songs to direct. And except for Sid, we made her take three. You know, she's still the lead one. You know, it's fun.
Do you find when they choose their stuff, or kind of balancing with them for the flow, or trying to do things, pick something different than they did, as far as musically, the types of songs that you guys are choosing?
Well, this year we did a poll of the choir to see what are your favorite Christmas songs, you know, that we could put in this concert. And so we looked at that. I had one that I just had done at a couple churches, and I really liked it. Go Tell It on the Mountain. And,
oh, good one.
So. Singing it right now.
Yeah, it popped right in my head right away.
I know. And I just really wanted to do that one. But, you know, like Natalie, you can say what some of the songs are.
Yeah, Natalie, if you wouldn't mind. What are some of the songs that you guys will be singing?
We'll be singing, well, should I read off all of them?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can read them all. Yeah.
We're doing Sing We Noel, Of the Father's Love Begotten, The First Noel, A Classic Christmas, In the Bleak Midwinter, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, Jingle Bells, Sleigh Ride, I Heard the Bells, Light Beyond Shadow, and Peace, Peace.
Great list. Great playlist.
Some of those that are just Christmas carols are sung by everyone in the room. No. So.
Nice. Oh, that's going to sound good. Oh, yeah. I can almost hear it right now. That's going to sound really good. Actually, I want to talk with you a little bit more, Vicki, about the time off and how that affected the group in a moment. But if you don't mind, Natalie, I actually want to put you on the spot for a second because the audience is an audio medium. They can't tell, but you are 13. Maybe they might have been able to tell from your voice, but I don't think so. You got a mature sounding voice.
She's our youngest member.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So you are. You're the youngest member. How did you get involved with this?
Well, I take singing lessons from Vicki, and she asked me if I wanted to join, and I did. So I joined, and now I go there.
What made you want to join?
Well, I thought it would be a fun experience. I got into singing because I'm a theater kid, and I wanted to be able to sing well to have more opportunities in theater. And then I just kind of got into it, and now I've realized how much fun singing is. So, yeah.
Natalie, that you just made my heart sing by saying that. I've been acting since I was 7. I'm a theater kid, and I can't sing worth a darn, but I've been working for the last 10, 15 years to get better at singing so I could do singing roles. You're way ahead of the game. You're doing this at 13. I'm in my 40s doing this. Like, way to be. Nice. Good on you. Good on you for thinking that far ahead and everything. How have you been enjoying being a part of the group?
Well, it's honestly... It's really amazing to see how all these people, they just come together and they sing and we harmonize really well. It's unbelievable. And like, I'm not really great at reading music yet. Like, I can read the notes, but I can't like associate a note with a pitch. But I don't know if many people can even do that, but it's really
fun. She's keeping up great.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Good on you for doing it too. That's very cool. I wanted to get back to the choir and that they did not meet during the pandemic for a couple of years. I know when I saw from Pam the list that we had this week of guests, I was so excited to see you guys on the list, in part because I'm like, oh, they had some time off. They had some time where we didn't have it. And to be blunt and not cruel, but to be blunt, we're also, there's another version of this where we don't have the choir, that it doesn't come back from the pandemic and everything, like a lot of other things that we lost during that time. So I think that it's first noteworthy to give Encourage a tip of the hat when it comes to that, and you all these great members of this choir still continuing this process. When did rehearsals start up again after the pandemic?
Well, we went from 2020 to September 22. Mm-hmm. We finally started rehearsals again in September.
Okay.
And actually, stronger than ever, we had more people. Everybody was so excited. The one interesting thing about the choir is that there are so many unbelievable singers, but there's a great deal of directors.
I
mean, there are so many. I don't know, there's 10, 12 people that have directed choirs or are directing choirs, and that makes it quite professional. I honestly thought that, oh, it's just a community choir.
Yeah.
Because I was in the Stevens Point big, big choirs.
Okay.
And, yeah, and Wisconsin Master Chorale. I didn't really think about joining this, and when I did, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is great.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so, so many good singers, and it really is. And it, part of it is because there's so many really musical people in it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, being in this chair, I've been spoiled to see how music-centric our area is and how many amazing musicians we have in this area. I would actually say that Kim and I both have an insight on that one.
Yeah.
That is, we've been spoiled with that, with how wonderful our area is with musicians. I'm curious about a couple of things when it comes to this. First off, we mentioned this, and I want to really hit on it, 20th anniversary. Yeah. That is awesome. That is a really beautiful thing. And I want to ask both of you this question, because especially since both of you haven't necessarily been a part of the choir since the very beginning.
Right.
But what it means to continue a tradition like this, how that must feel. What does that feel like for you?
Well, it's wonderful.
Hmm.
It's such a fine group of people.
Hmm.
It feels like a family. I don't know if you know this about our concerts, but when we give them, we also have a reception afterward, and we all pitch in. All the choir members pitch in and make a dish to pass or some hors d'oeuvre, and so we feed people afterward too.
Yeah.
And we don't really expect, you know, any pay or anything. We do ask for free will offerings or donations or whatever. That really does help. Because music now is so expensive. One sheet of music can cost $2 or more, and if you think times 60.
Yeah.
That's a lot for only adding one song.
Mm. And that's up quick, I imagine.
Some of us are church choir directors, or former ones, and we do borrow some music sometimes from some of the
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I think when it comes to those at-will donations and those things, that's incentivizing to people. You know, you come to these events, you take them in, you appreciate them. One of the greatest ways to show your thanks is to give those donations, those that are able to. And even if you're not able to do that, spreading awareness about the choir, I think, and the concerts that are coming up and those things, that's something we can all do. So how about for you, Natalie, being a part of something like this that's been around longer than you've been alive, like that's got to feel pretty cool. That's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, well, kind of for me, since I'm young, it feels like I'm the next generation, or I'm like carrying on the legacy.
Yeah. And I'm really, again, I'm glad to hear you got some insight on you, kid. Like that.
I was
prepared to say that to you. You're saying it to me. You get it. You really do get it. That's pretty cool. And I imagine something that you can take the ball and run with as the more you learn and the more comfortable you get with something like this. That's very cool to hear. I wanted to ask about rehearsals, and we won't keep you guys too much longer, but I am curious about how often you guys get to rehearse. How often do you rehearse?
It's on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock to 8:30, and we rehearse about 8 times per semester, about that. So it's not every week. Sometimes we might go 2 Tuesdays in a row and skip one and then do another one.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on what's happening.
Sure, yeah. Not only people getting busy, but holidays, different things like that.
Right, and if there are concerts with the high school kids or things like that, that people are involved in, then we skip that Tuesday.
Not a big time commitment, though, from what it seems.
Not really.
Yeah, yeah.
Except maybe for the directors.
And Natalie, I'm curious for you, being in school, I don't know if you have after school activities or anything, but, you know, you're a kid, you got a life. How has it gone for you with rehearsals? Do you feel like it's a big time commitment for you?
Not really. It's pretty easy. Like, the only time I haven't been able to go was Halloween, and we didn't even have rehearsals on Halloween anyways. So
we bring this up in part because I think it's interesting, but also if people want to join the choir, and one of the hesitancies they have maybe is, I don't know if I have the time or that kind of thing, it's not a big time commitment. It's not. It that doesn't take you away from your daily life too much. That's pretty nice.
And there are no tryouts.
Mm. Yes, that's an interesting note too.
Auditions is a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did invite two voice students.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's 14.
Mm.
You know,
nice.
So, and if you know that they can handle it,
yeah, yeah,
they're also sitting next to somebody who knows what to do and everything, and,
right?
Which is good. But Natalie's handling herself very well.
Very cool. Very cool. And good on you, Natalie. Nice work.
Yeah.
Nice work.
It is nice
work. Let's talk about
the. I share a little thought on. So I had the privilege of going to the Christmas concert last year. So right after you came back from the COVID hiatus, right? And one of the really cool things was, I mean, the choir was outstanding. The musicianship, how everybody kind of helped each other out. But, you know, Vicky's been graciously and rightfully so talking about the younger generation, which is incredible. But there are some of our senior citizens in the choir as well. And I saw so many acts of kindness among the choir members for some of the older generation that may have been struggling with their music or holding their music or lost their place. And honestly, I was in tears out in the audience just seeing the incredible kindness and compassion of all the choir members that comes through not only with what we see, but you can hear it when they sing. And it just radiated throughout the audience there, sitting in the pews at the church. It was absolutely beautiful.
That's cool.
So, I mean, this is a really, they're talented group of individuals, obviously, but they're a very kind and compassionate group of people as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can say enough about you know, people that give of themselves and their time.
Yeah. It's one thing to give of your time and your talents, but to show that kind of compassion for each other and that it makes all that music hit that much deeper and mean that much more when you see those kind of things. That's a really good note. Thank you for that, Kim. Yeah, I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Now we've gotten everybody excited. Now we got to see you guys. Now we got to hear you guys. Do we have a show coming up? I see that there's a Celebrate the Season holiday concert coming up on December 2nd.
Yes, there is. It's a Saturday, December 2nd, right. And it is at 4 p.m.
Okay. All right. Where is this taking place?
At the First Congregational Church.
Excellent. Excellent. That's at 311 2nd Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Yep. Keep that in
right
mind.
Right next to the cinema.
Yeah.
Yes.
And across from the river.
And I know we touched on this a little bit. I think it's a great place to wrap up and remind the audience. What will the concert feature? What will be some of the songs, some of the things that are featured and part of the concert?
Well, I guess, you know, we always feature some carols that everyone can sing. Which
traditional.
Which is really nice. And we have one at the end, Peace, that has Silent Night attached to it.
Hmm.
And that has become tradition to do, and it just fills the room with this wonderful sound. And you know, when they start singing Silent Night and we're singing this other song with it, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that one song that I mentioned before of the Father's Love Begotten, that Seth Peterson arranged, there's going to be organ and piano accompaniment and a full choir behind it. It's really beautiful. So those are one of the features. And
go Tell It on the Mountain you mentioned before, and I see that there's a jazzy arrangement for that. I don't know if I've ever heard of jazz. I'm a diehard jazz fan. I love jazz, and I love that song. I really got to hear that. That sounds pretty cool.
Well, I'm making everyone snap, even if they can't snap or make noise.
Yeah. I snap weird. I snap like this. I use my index finger.
I got
big weird hands, though. That's why.
Well, some people can't snap, but I said, well, it makes you look like you're enjoying it.
Yes.
You know, and then I'm making them actually memorize that song, which is different than everybody else.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But
is there a reason for that?
Last night. Well, then they can get into it. They can snap.
Yeah.
They can clap at the end too, because the last couple of choruses are actually clapping.
You're a smart director.
So,
I like that.
I know,
that.
I'm a choreography nut.
I like that.
Maybe
I like
can't
it, though.
Move myself.
But. Oh, you reminded me so much of like the old doo-wop groups a little bit with that. That's pretty cool.
If it's not fun, why are you doing it?
Right on. Well said. Oh, I wish I could just stop the interview right there. Like, yes, well said. That's such a point of not only this, but so many of these events that we have in this area and being able to take them in.
Yeah.
Yes, we encourage you to buy local support our local arts, take these events in and give these guys a great crowd to enjoy and have fun. Let's not forget the fun part of this. There's a lot of fun to be had with these. I think it's one of the things that I love about Christmas is the songs and how many, there's beauty beautiful songs like Silent Night and that. And then there's just really fun songs, you know, just songs that make
you're
you want to
move.
You're
a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That's one of them.
I was going to go right to that because I think that's one of the most fun Christmas songs there is. That's a great one. You need that baritone. You need that baritone to be able to do some of that, though. I don't know. Maybe you do. We'll find out at the show. The show is coming up again Saturday, December 2nd, 4 o'clock at the First Congregational Church at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. If people want tickets or they want to know more about this, how can they find that out?
You don't need a ticket.
Okay.
But come early enough to get a seat.
Yeah.
Sometimes it really, yeah, there's a lot of people that come. They like to get fed afterward, I think, too.
Yeah. Do want to encourage people to follow along on your Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir. It's a great way to keep up to date on all these great things that you all are doing. Natalie, Vicki, thank you both so much for everything you're putting into our community and hanging out with me for an hour or half an hour. That was a lot of fun. Thank you both for the time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for letting us speak.
And Kim, always appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything. If people want to reach out to you and find out more, Kim, how can they do that?
That'd be great. Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send us an email at hello@encouragecf.org. If they want to make a donation to support the choir, you can send us a check or you can go online It's the give section, and just note community choir, Rapids Community Choir, however you want to note it. Just make a note for that, and we'll direct it to the right spot.
Appreciate it, as always, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR.